You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this Apple Watch OS version 3 demo. And in this demo, I want to show you another exciting feature of VoiceOver, which is enable auto speak on complications on your watch face, which is pretty exciting, particularly when you're exercising, to get the complications to speak automatically if you tap your watch screen, or if you have speak on wrist raise turned on with VoiceOver when you're exercising and you want to hear, for example, how far you've actually walked, etc., then you can just raise your wrist and the auto speak will kick in and read out the items to you. And I've tried the auto speak function on several complications on the watch face, and they will all speak one after the other, but I'm just going to show you how to do one of them today, which is on the activity ring for moving, exercising, and standing. And I'll show you both on tapping the screen and if you've got VoiceOver to speak on raising your wrist. So let's get stuck into it. I've actually got my Apple Watch on my wrist here. It's going to touch my watch face to wake up my watch.
10:14 a.m.
Okay, it's just waking up my watch. Let me just touch towards the bottom because that's where I've got my activity ring.
Moving, 23%. Exercising, 3%. Standing, 17%.
Okay, so at the moment, if I just swish my watch and I tap it.
10:15 a.m.
Okay, I'm just going to get the time read. All right, but if I go down to my activity complication.
Moving, 23%.
And I just touched on it with one finger.
Exercising, 3%. Standing, 17%.
And I flick up with a VoiceOver gesture.
Enable auto speak.
That's enable auto speak. If I do one finger double tap on that.
Auto speak enabled.
It says auto speak enabled. So now, if I put my watch to sleep, putting my hand over the screen, and then tap my screen to wake it up.
10:16 a.m. Moving, 23%. Exercising, 3%. Standing, 17%.
And if I wanted to disable it, I can just touch on the complication.
Moving, 23%. Exercising, 3%. Standing, 17%.
And if I flick up.
Disable auto speak.
I can double tap on it to disable auto speak, and I won't for the moment. I'm just going to put my watch to sleep again. Okay, now I'm going to grab my iPhone and turn my speak on wrist raise on, because this is what I actually turn on when I'm on the treadmill running. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open up the watch app. Hey Siri, open watch.
Watch. My watch, heading.
Okay, and of course we need to go into general accessibility VoiceOver, so I'm going to flick to the right down to general.
Settings, David's Apple Watch, my faces, edit faces, modular, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, X large, complication, notification, app layout, dock, general, button.
And one finger double tap on general.
Selected, general, my watch, back button.
Let's flick down, of course, to the right down to accessibility.
General, about. Software update, automatic app, when this is on a new aeroplane mode, do not disturb, emergency SOS, watch orientation, accessibility, button.
And one finger double tap on accessibility.
Selected, accessibility, general, back button.
Click down to VoiceOver.
Accessibility, vision, head, VoiceOver, on,
and
button.
One finger double tap on VoiceOver.
Selected, VoiceOver, accessibility,
and
back button.
Click down to speak on wrist raise.
VoiceOver, VoiceOver. VoiceOver speak, tap once to select, double tap to swipe to speaking rate, voiceover volume, taptic time, on,
and that's
button.
The taptic time that I've done another demo on. That's to get the watch to vibrate the time. If you do a one finger double tap, it'll do hours and minutes. If you do a one finger triple tap, it'll do just minutes via the taptic engine without actually speaking out the time, which is really good for meetings. So flick the right again.
Speak hints, off, speak on wrist raise.
Oh, so I've currently got my speak on wrist raise off. I'm going to double tap it to turn it on. So that's all I need to do on my iPhone with the watch app. So I'm going to put my phone to sleep. Okay, so now if I raise my wrist thus.
10:19 a.m. Moving, 23%. Exercising, 3%. Standing, 17%.
Okay, that's how easy it was to get my ring items for the activity complication by just raising my wrist and having it speak automatically, which means when I'm on the treadmill, I don't have to actually take one hand off the handlebars, thank you watch, to check my complication to get it to auto speak. I can just raise my wrist like this.
10:20 a.m. Moving, 23%. Exercising, 3%. Standing, 17%.
Okay, to get it to read automatically. And of course, if I want to turn it off, let me just touch the screen.
Moving, 23%. Exercising, 3%.
Okay, and
standing, 17%.
If I flick up,
disable auto speak.
Disable auto speak.
Auto speak disabled.
So this time, let me just put my watch to sleep by putting my hand over the screen. So this time, when I raise my wrist,
10:21 a.m.
It's just reading out the time. That's all there is to auto speak, to enable it or to disable it. And of course, if you're exercising and you want it to speak automatically when you raise your wrist, you can turn the speak on wrist raise on in VoiceOver settings within the watch app under general accessibility VoiceOver. Okay, but for the moment, I'm just going to turn my speak on wrist raised off again.
Watch. Accessibility.
Okay, and let me touch down towards the bottom of the screen.
Selected. My watch. Tab.
And flick back, since the speak on wrist raises down the bottom. So I'm going to flick back to left now.
Speak seconds. Screen curtain turns the screen curtain off. Speak on wrist raise on.
And one finger double tap.
Off.
And I've turned it off. So if I now raise my wrist, I don't get VoiceOver talking on my watch. So I put my phone to sleep again. And that completes this demonstration of using the auto speak function on complications on your Apple Watch face, of course, using VoiceOver. And as I said, I turn speak on wrist raise on, particularly when I'm exercising, for auto speaking the activity complication when I'm on the treadmill. But anyway, that completes this demonstration for the time being. Remember, it's a one finger flick up or down, doesn't matter which way you go because you'll just cycle around. On the complication, you want to auto speak or turn the auto speak off with the one finger flick up and down gesture using VoiceOver. So that completes the demo. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.